The next concert band from Ed Couch, Texas, directed by Joel Casares. Their performance selections include Prestissimo by King, Redemption by Calante, and Undertow by Mackie. Please take the time to silence all electronics and refrain.
Good evening. This is Neil Nelson, retired band director from Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. I hope my comments help in your preparation for UIL. Okay, here we go. I'm hearing a lot of flute. I'm not hearing the trumpet parts and the clarinet parts. More of the second trumpet part, third trumpet part, second, third clarinet parts, and those trills. Trill, make even shape the trill. Make sure that you don't clip the do. Again, I'm not hearing second parts, second, third clarinet parts, second and third trumpet parts, or actually the trumpet part here. Let the low breath. Dia, dia, more there. Don't clip it. D-yaw, D-yaw. Come on, baritones, where's your line? I've got to have that euphonium line here. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, and tuba, don't get ugly on the end. Just a really quality sound, but don't let it get away. The euphonium line all the way through, I'm losing all those arpeggiated figures and the beep, bop, bop, bop coming back down. That all has to come through there. So we have, it's like a counter melody rhythm or a melody that's got to come through. And then on your dotted H16s, D, ha, da, da, D, da, 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 every time, D, ha, da, 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 da. And then watch your releases, D, ah, D, ah. At least where I'm sitting, I'm getting an awful lot of flute pick. I really need to hear much more of the second, third clarinet parts, second, third trumpet parts. Bones, I'm hearing most of your parts. It's just not consistent yet. More bottom. Bassoon, bass clarinet part. And then when we, those whole notes, when we pass them from section to section, your attacks are very abrupt. See, you don't hear GD coming from the low brass here. The melodic lines are nice. Make sure you can hear that resolution there. I think you could use even more taper at 17. I think this needs to be smoother. Where are you going to breathe? Build low brass. There you go. I would back the trumpet off on the pickup notes. After that, they're fine. And that walking line down, coming down horns. And then the release at the end, where we got all released together. I need that bassoon line. Sax, pretty nice. That's the right idea in the low brass. Come on, horns, that's you. Sing, horns, sing. Go after those bottom notes. Again, I'm losing baritone lines. E-da-dee-dee-da-ee. Bring out the solo. See, there's too much difference between the first solo and the second solo. Again, there's some ugly sounds coming from that. Don't overdo your sounds. Ba-bum, ba-dum, and the horns, and then the trumpets says majestically, dee-da-da, dee-da-da. Dee, 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 all the way through. Dee, 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 fanfare-ish. And then all we have to do is just get those block chords going. I keep talking about voices that I don't hear all of the time. There's moments in here that are really nice, good for you. But they're not consistent yet all the way through. You know, like when you come into a new phrase, how are you going to build into that new phrase? Who sets it up, et cetera, et cetera? Continue. There's some spots in here where I think the horns just need to go. But again, then da-da-da, and more than just in one spot. Know where your melody is, where your counter melody is, where your rhythm figures are, and how they grow. As an example, the growing thing, like from 51, 52 into 53, it's so tranquil, but it needs to start crescendoing into that new phrase so your forte sections don't sound so abrupt. And that little statement there could be said about all the spots where you have a softer moment, and then you build, but you've got to build into the new phrase. Continue to work that part of it. Yeah, we're getting some ugly sounds out of the low brass. Back off. Get up. Clarinets can be bigger here. Crescendo. Start softer. Yeah, the dynamics really need work here. Tempos are still down. How are we going to play that rooftop staccato accent or articulation? And I got one trombone player that's really sticking out where I'm sitting. Now, when you're playing polyrhythms, I need to hear those accents on it, 2 and 4 and 5. Or excuse me, 2, 3, and 5. And that same thing has to go, all those 7-8 bars. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, D, 2, D, 2, D, 2, 2, 2. And that has to happen. And if you can take those long notes, those extended long notes, and crescendo them just before the change, that'll give you a more musical moment in the flutes. And there can be more interplay between what's going on in the vibes and what's going on in the flute section here. Again, for me, it's all about where that da-do, 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 da-do is and how it lines up in all the parts. Again. Same comment here. It's the same thing that the flutes were doing earlier. There's no direction in the parts of where it's going to go. There needs to be more horizontal movement all the way through. See, those long notes are dying. They've got to go. They've got to move into that next statement. Padu, 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 again. Where's the line underneath? All those long notes have got to go someplace. You're going to go to where? Where are you going to take that phrase? Those forte, double forte pianos and crescendo? Same thing in the percussion parts here. Those accents are huge. You know, it's like a percussion ensemble. Yeah, you do it. The bass trombone is really sticking out. And then you're dying in the phrase there. Da, take it all the way to the release. Push, push. Gotta hear that. That trombone thing is really bothering me. And that we're really ignoring those accents that are written. Through stylistically, I think you've got all the notes pretty much where they need to be. The tempos are still down, obviously. The tempos are going to have to be up, But we really have got to define our articulations. There are breath accents with staccatos over them. There are staccatos. There are rooftop accents with staccatos under them. There are breath accents with tenuto marks under them. All of those stuff, all of that has to be defined and worked so it'll line up better. And the other one, stylistically, it's going to be so much better, so much quicker. The notes there, pretty much. But stylistically, that's where you're at with this piece. There are some individuals in the ensemble that are getting excited, and it's just a little bit overdone. Now, it may be where I'm sitting in the auditorium, but there's some voices that are really, really sticking out. At UIL, that will hurt you. So, again, there's a lot of good stuff going on. More horizontal movement, more shaping of phrases, and define articulation. Good luck to you.